Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening at 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, and on weekends, sometimes when I have time, at 9:30 or 11 o'clock or 8 o'clock. And before I begin, the topic of the show today, as you may know, my friends, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary. I'm a very active member of the church, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and I have functioned as a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I'm a very active and zealous Christian in every respect. It's very important to me. And so tonight I'm going to talk about the supernatural, or better put, the mystery of faith. Before I do that, I'm going to give you a little background about where I'm coming from in this show. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We aim for critical thinking and to get at honesty and truth and honest discernment. And we try to get at the facts and the truth 100%. And we are not concerned with media lies, media falsehoods, et cetera, or political rhetoric. The second thing is I'm a Christian and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, which has been the historical position of the church for many, many thousands of years since its inception, when Constantine adopted Christianity as the religion of the Roman Empire. And I also followed the ancient creeds of the church and the apostles, Athanasian, and Nicene Creed. These are my guidelines for my faith and belief and what is true and what is false. And so, I also, when I read books, I try to read inspiring Christian authors such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine, Luther, Calvin, Bonhoeffer, the greats of thought, the great thinkers of the world, who really run this society and will always run the world, because Christianity is the true faith. And we can try to deny that and say it isn't so, but the facts show otherwise. Next, I would like to say that I run two radio shows, a podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show. Over 4,400 people have visited the podcast show, and many, many people from many countries have visited this Blog Talk radio show, including India, Pakistan, and, of course, Saudi Arabia, which is wonderful. I'm very happy that my dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit these Christian shows. I'm extremely elated about it. I welcome them. By the way, I welcome all faiths and ideas and opinions. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to listen to whatever people may offer me in their thoughts. Next, I want to say that I am a writer. I've written 10 books, 6 Christian books. These include Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and most recently a book of an analysis and commentary on all 150 Psalms. I have been a lover of the Psalms since my earliest days as an adolescent, when I went to Sunday school and memorized the first and the 23rd Psalm. The Psalms are the epitome of Jewish lyric poetry, religious poetry. Their greatness is undeniable. And to read and absorb Dan the Psalms is a great privilege and honor. And I feel extremely happy that I'm able to read the Psalms. And I challenge anybody, if they want to take anything in a translation, the Psalms come across in any translation, whereas most other works do not benefit from translation, whether the Russian authors such as Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, or Camus, a French writer. There's nothing like the Psalms to come across with their greatness and their beauty. The Psalms translated in King James English have endured and have brought the Psalms to thousands of people, and they are, because of their greatness is undeniable, they can be understood in any translation. They are the John Donne, the Anglican poet, said of the Psalms they were the manna of the church, which is what he meant. He meant they were the great, great church contributions in the world is found in the Psalms. Second of all, I'm writing other books. I'm writing a book, two blog books of my blogs, a literary, theological, and political blogs. Two sets of those. I'll be publishing two more books in that respect, and a book on the miracles of the Bible, and a book on the and an analysis and understanding of the Book of Job. Also, I will be preparing soon. Book of Job is a wonderful piece of work. Job was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish. And the book is structured in the form of a Greek play. Obviously, the writer was influenced by Greek culture. And it is not a Jewish product, but it made its way into the Hebrew canon. And it's a wonderful piece of work. I recommend reading Job any day of the week, anytime, any place. It's wonderful, it's inspiring, and its greatness is undeniable. Next, I am preparing a book on the pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law. I've partially written that. I will be working on that from time to time. And also, I've written over 800 blogs, literary, political, and theological. And these are available on academia.edu and on my website and on social media. These blogs are regularly visited by many people from many countries all over the world. And finally, I have to add that I have written three journal articles, one on the criminal procedure in the Syracuse Law Review, which has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department, and another and two articles, one on the educational system and one on sexual orientation discrimination for Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which also has been bought by the State Department and many other European universities all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tackle something that the modern world is very uncomfortable with, and many people see it as silly and foolish, but I don't think it is. First of all, to enter into the biblical worldview, or the Christian worldview, until the beginning of the 19th century, most of the Western world had adopted the Christian worldview. They believed their actions in this earthly life would bring them, through faith in Christ, to eternal life in heaven, or they would be sent as punishment in hell. So the Christian worldview, or the supernatural worldview, that there's a supernatural realm, had its last heyday in the 17th century. You can find the expression of this view of the Christian worldview of another supernatural realm over and above this earthly realm. You can find it in John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress, the poems and sermons of John Donne, the poetry of George Herbert, and most significantly, the great epic poem in New York, Paradise Lost, by John Milton. He's one of my favorites. He's one of the greats. John Milton identified the fall of man as a critical event in human history. Now, what are we going to say about the supernatural? Well, with the heyday of science and technology, many people say it's nonsense. But let's take a look at maybe the validity of the supernatural point of view, or that we are dealing with a mystery. First of all, there are certain elements of life that are a mystery. For example, birth is a mystery. Death is a mystery. What happens to us when we die is a mystery. Art and beauty are mysteries. These are all mysteries, and they are connected with the supernatural. But for many people, material goods and science technology have weakened the hold of the supernatural, and religion, it appears, may have a greater appeal to the poor and more disadvantaged. I think so. This should come as no surprise, since Jesus mainly attracted the underclass people in the world, the poor people. I like to talk about supernaturalism and why I think it's true. And I think it's so because the fact of the matter is we're all going to die. And we have to understand why this is going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what is the meaning of it. You could find no meaning in your mortality. You could find no meaning in your life. But I don't think that's sufficient. And this is where the supernatural and mystery come into play. If the world were just material goods, we'd be a sad, sad group. It is somewhat silly to think that material goods are the answer. I don't think they are. I don't think power and money are the answer. I think ideas are the answer. And most of all, we have to understand that the supernatural is a reality. It is an answer to understanding what is going on in the world. What is going on in the world is everybody dies on a constant basis. We don't know why. We don't know what happens to them. We don't know the reason for this, but this is a mystery. Second thing is, the second mystery is that why life is only found on this little pinprick called Earth, whereas the heavens with thousands of orbs and stars have been found to have no beings on it. That's a second mystery. That's a second fantastic mystery. That God, as it says in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth, it would appear, is the only place where humanity and life is found. And this is a mystery because we are surrounded by other stars and other planets, maybe numerous planets, all over the heavens. But nothing has been found, and I don't think anything will be found. So there is a mystery as to why, number one, why we die, what is the meaning of our death, what is the meaning of our lives, and whether we have souls. People know they have personalities. They know they're just not bodies. They know they're human beings with feelings. Again, this is a mystery. This is an element of the mystery. So we're looking at the mystery of mortality. We're looking at the mystery of life, of people having souls, and the people having personalities. This is a mystery why this is so. Second of all, there's a mystery as to why only life is found on this earth, this little pinprick, where we're surrounded by stars and planets where nothing can be found and nothing will be found, because the Genesis story is true, that God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was created where humanity developed. Second, there's another mystery, an even greater mystery, and this is dealt with in Genesis chapter 2, but it is a mystery. The world is very evil. There's a great deal of selfishness, wickedness, and wrongdoing in the world. Why this is so? Genesis 2 says because men fell from their situation in direct relationship and love to God, and this brought this temptation to pride by Satan, the snake, we are told, brought about the degradation and destruction of human nature. So we have a mystery as to why there is so much evil and wickedness in the world. There have been genocides too numerous to mention, Rwandan genocide, Pol Pot, the Armenian genocide, the Russian Revolution, the Jewish Holocaust, Darfur, Bosnia. The genocides are too numerous to mention, and the methods of killing are too obvious to be even misunderstood. So there is a great deal of evil in the world, and we have to ask ourselves the question, why is this so? This is another element of the mystery. This is another element of the supernatural understanding of this mystery. I mentioned some things that I think are elements of the supernatural and mystery. One is the fact that the earth is the only place where life is found and human beings are found. Second thing is, why do human beings die and what happens to them after they die, if anything? why are we mortal? Why don't we live forever? Third, why we seem to have souls and personalities. And you and I know that we have meaning as human beings. So we are not simply robots. We are not simply lifeless vegetables, but we have meaning in our lives and in our souls and in our beings. Second, why is it that there is so much evil in the world and wickedness? This is a mystery. And these are all supernatural understandings of why these things occur. And second of all, why is it life is only found as a little pinprick with human beings here? Why is this so? These are mysteries that can be only answered by the biblical revelation. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to try to understand why these mysteries occur, why that there is a supernatural realm which is over and above and governing our actions. And I ask you to read my chapter on the supernatural on page 56 to 59 in my book Essays on the Christian Worldview, and others, political, literary, and philosophical. And I ask you to consider what I say here, that there is a mystery connected with our lives, a supernatural mystery that I can't answer and that can only be attempted to answer through Christian belief and the biblical revelation. I ask you to read the Bible. I ask you to read the great Christian authors. I ask you to give thought to what I'm saying, that the supernatural is a reality. There is a mystery connected with our lives, and it is an obvious mystery that there's something going on that we can't control, but that is very real. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk on the supernatural and the mystery of life, and I hope you've understood what I'm talking about. Thank you.